We're going to continue with our post-race media availabilities for today's 1000bulbs.com 500. We are joined by our second-place finisher, Clint Bowyer, driver for number 14, Cummins Rush Truck Center's Ford. We will open it up to questions for Clint. Please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll go to Zach in the middle, right there in the middle.
Thank you. Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. Clint, it sounded like lining up for that last restart, you guys are a little confused. Are we sticking to the strategy? Are we going to be able to orchestrate? Was it going to be every person for himself? Had it shaken out that way? Or
it was going to be until you start the day off, and our cars were so well together. I mean, even if you're me, it's like, well, what's our best situation here? And I went to let him in, and then he ran out of gas. So it wasn't the best of situations for ourselves. But had I not have done that, maybe I probably would have won the race. But I was happy for Eric. He had that race won last week, and it was me that brought out the caution. So I feel like he got a little redemption there, and was happy that we finished second. I think it was second, as far as our day went. We needed to be a little bit better, but, man, you can't say enough. I mean, I don't think you can write enough about the job that everybody at Stuart Haas did. Those cars were so fast. I've seen other guys, other teams, other organizations put that together before. The Hendrick organization's been there before. The Gibbs cars have done that before. It was our turn, The Penske cars have done that before. We finally, got all four cars, to the cream of the crop, and oh my gosh, was it awesome. To be able to work together like that, we could hold on, and they get some runs on you and everything else, but as long as you held your ground and stayed disciplined and followed and stayed in line, we'd prevail. It seemed like our cars not only were fast, they handled good. At the end of the runs, we would start stretching it out on them. The Penske cars were the second best, and then the rest was racing for whatever position after the R2 Fords. Can't say enough about Ford Performance, a job that everybody does there. It's a good day to be in a Ford. I mean, it's all you can say about that is a hell of a day to be in a Ford. Every time I looked in the mirror, all you saw was blue ovals in a line.
Stay here to the middle.
Mike Massey with frontstretch.com. Clint, if that had stayed green at the end, what was the plan?
Well, I was going to try to drag back and, get a gap and get a run on Kurt. I mean, that's all you could do. I tell you what. It's crazy how easily your emotions, can change. I went from being that greedy to that thing started choking, going into one, coming to the green. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I knew I saved a little, but I really honestly thought after the day we've had, you just, every time a day goes that easy, you're always looking, you got your dukes up, wondering where that haymaker's coming from. And when that thing started choking and running out of gas, I knew that was it. That's about my luck. It's about typical, but it didn't happen. It made it to the end, and, two of my teammates didn't. So, we was lucky.
Any additional questions for Clint? Here.
Kaylee Cicero, Stars Mill High School, the Prowler. When I talked to you yesterday, you said that you'd want to be racing Kevin Harvick for the win out of your teammates. You almost got your wish. Can you describe for me the teamwork that we saw in Stuart Haas racing today, and not only on the track, but back in the shop?
Well, when you the teamwork starts in the shop, and that's where you unloaded four fast Fords that ran up front all weekend long, qualifying the whole race, stages, first stage, second stage, end of the race. It was us. It was Stuart Haas Racing having our day. And, I knew going into the race that somehow, some way, I needed to be, the Fords are the ones that I'm going to have to be racing for this next round of eight. Some way, shape, or form, I got to get separated from those guys. But the way our cars took off and handled and drafted and had more speed than the rest and even endured that speed through the distance of a run, I knew our best opportunity was to stay together, and that's what we did. And, I think I think the performance of our cars just kind of painted that picture for us and put ourselves in that position, and we did a good job of being disciplined and taking care of one another on those restarts. The nine car slammed me and knocked me up that one, and it pushed me past the hole. By the time they were already it was already by me by the time 41 went down, but I got back in, you know, as soon as we went to one or two. But just extremely proud of the effort. I mean, that was the easiest Talladega I've ever had in my life, and it was because of the speed, you know, that we had in our race cars. I remember some guys that had races like that over my career. I remember one guy, he's doing TV now, and I always was envy of him. Sometimes his car was just so fast, it didn't matter where he did, you know, you could do whatever and you really couldn't mess it up. And that's how fast our cars were today. You could rebound no matter what hole you put it in, you could rebound and get back up on top.
Thank you.
We're going to go upstairs to the press box and then to Jenna.
Yeah, Chris Knight, TechSense.com. Clint, I was just wondering if this orchestration could work at Daytona, or did it make it easier because the track was a little bit bigger today?
I don't know. Possibly, you know, it's a good question. Maybe, you know, the track's bigger, but the strengths and numbers, it always is. It doesn't matter if you're on a mile and a half or what you're doing in racing, the strengths and numbers. And when you can put all four cars, you know, built together and unload with that much speed and they find each other and stay with each other throughout the whole race, the success is there. I mean, that was awesome. You know, I was so proud of and just happy for everybody at Stuart Haas. I know everybody back home is pumped. It sucked that Kevin and Kurt run out of gas, because a 1-2-3-4 would have been pretty awesome for everybody involved, because that's what they deserved.
We were going to go to Jenna.
I forgot what I was going to say. with two or three to go before that caution came out, in your head, what would you have done? You were in second at the time.
Well, here's the thing you always got to be, you know, conscious of is that if the white flag comes out and a caution comes out, the race is over. And you always got to have that back in the back of your mind, and that's the gamble. You know, if you're in second, you got a chance to lag back and get a run on him and push. Do you wait till it's off of four or coming down the front stretch where he knows it's coming? Do you, as big a lead as we had, we probably could have went a little bit earlier. Or do you, as soon as you cross the flag, do you go then? You know what I mean? That's the gamble there is. I've been on both sides of that. I'd waited too long and a caution come out and to miss it. And I've also, took off knowing that if it did come out, I would be the benefactor, and I was. That's the gamble that you really have to kind of play in your head and try to figure out what you want to do. But at the end of the day, you got teammates behind you. You got a teammate there. If I lagged back, and got a run, you know, I'd say the car behind me was forced to go with me because of the momentum. And maybe the next guy would go to the bottom just because of his pull that he has. So it'd probably been a side by side four way, you know, fight for the end. It's probably what happened. Yeah, I mean, there was no – what happened today was just cooperation. I mean, we all talked about it in the meeting and everything else, and it's like I said in the meeting, I think we owe it to each other to pit with one another, to try to help one another. More than likely, when we're with one another, that's going to be our best bet at stage points and everything else. But after the frustrating run that we had in Dover, I had to gain some points. You know, I had to make sure that I got good points, but it didn't do any good to get good stage points if the guys that I'm racing for this next round do it as well. I had to get separated some way, shape, or form. And, you know, I mean, that guy sitting in victory lane right there, as happy as I am for him, that's a spot that just went away for that next round. So we got to go home to Kansas and take care of business, and I think we can do that. We needed an opportunity here. This place is, for whatever reason, has always been pretty good to me in the last a long time. Like five or six times I've wrecked out here, and I was just, for whatever reason, I came here. I had a good feeling that maybe I was due for a good race, and certainly we were. But as far as no, there wasn't any. I mean, I could have took off and ran side by side with Kurt on that last restart. But honest with you, I thought our best chance to get away and have a shot at winning was probably do what we'd been doing the whole race. I mean, my spotter was kind of saying the same thing.
Any additional questions for Clint? All right, Clint, thanks for joining us. Good luck at your home track next week.
Yeah.